Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome, this is the DJV program. I bid you a fond hello to a conversation that will matter. You'll talk about what we're talking about all day long, and if you don't, shame on you, because we actually know what's going on. When I say we, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, then there's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today, so we have this whole focus on what the CDC says and what the White House says and what the guy down the street says, and so what's the truth here? We are the enemies of truth decay on this program, ladies, as you know. The Biden folks are finalizing contracts to mass mail millions. Don't you love the alliteration of that? Let's all say it together.
Mass mail.
The mass mail. Yeah, it's mass mail month. Mass mail millions month. That could be what happens when you win the, is tonight the drawing for like $600 million?
Oh, I forgot about the Powerball.
Yeah, we got to get that ticket.
Get that ticket. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so anyway, if you get the ticket and win the $600 million, you won't give a damn whether you have COVID or not. One way or the other. So, the rapid tests. There's a local example of that here. The new mayor in Framingham has set aside, they had 10,000. This is kind of a strange way of doing it. Here's what they do. The federal government buys the product, the COVID test, they buy the shots, they buy the pills, and then they give them, they say to the states, okay, we have X number for you in this state. And then the state takes them and they say to the towns or cities, we have X number for you. And so one wonders how many strains these things go through before they actually get delivered. At any rate, in my town, they got 10,000 of them, and 3,500 are going to be used for at-risk families and children that normally would not get tested. So, that's a good thing. President started to ramp up testing efforts after getting a lot of criticism. This is sort of typical, isn't it, of politicians? And maybe even of what happens at work when somebody complains about something, then you do something about it. It's called reaction instead of action. Has there been much of that, or is it even when it comes to what's going on with COVID? There's action and there's reaction.
Seeing both things. You're seeing action and reaction.
Yeah.
I think there's been criticism because part of the money that we've spent, it was like $86 billion to ramp up testing, and now everybody's scrambling to try to find it. I mean, it's ridiculous to try to find it. I said yesterday it's like easier to find gold bars at the back
you
of the Walgreens.
You can't find them. I couldn't find them this past
Yeah, than it is to find a test. So it makes you wonder, what's happening? Where's the breakdown? Is it happening at the federal level? Is it happening at the state level? Where is the money going to ramp up testing efforts? And part of it, I think, is that we're testing a lot of asymptomatic people, and it just doesn't make sense. We need to be testing people who are
looking
to see if
they should
go back to work.
Well, the news media, Jennifer, is telling
people. People who are asymptomatic in the very beginning are contagious, so finding those people is important.
Well, you got to find it early on, and how do you do that?
Yeah, but
a lot of people find out they have it through a test that they didn't think they needed.
But they're killing the supply is the point. And the perfect example is the LA Unified School District in my state of California is requiring that every kid and every teacher take a test between now and Tuesday so that they can come back to school with a negative test. Well, you take a test today, you get infected tomorrow. That's not very helpful. People who are perfectly healthy and not feeling bad and haven't been exposed to anybody.
This reminds me of Lee.
It's just a waste.
It's like the TSA. It's theater. And there's a certain amount of theater that's attached to this. But there's a legitimacy also attached to it. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but how do you find people who... Right. I mean, a lot of people who are vaccinated... Right. You have to do it more than just... Right. So I see what Jen's saying. You can't do it every day.
Not supply enough to do that.
Yeah. You have to do it every day. I mean, a lot of schools are doing it every day, every morning before the kid shows up. You know, there are schools that are doing that.
Question is, how do we get more tests? Who makes the tests, and do they work 24 hours a day, and are there extra factories being engaged? Remember when we first started this, some, like General Motors, stopped making cars And they made whatever it was they made for the efforts, like the war.
Yeah.
You stop in World War II, everybody stopped making cars and trucks, and they started making planes and tanks and that sort of thing. So this is that important that somehow or other somebody with some leadership qualities goes to this company, that company, somebody else's company. Look, we'll make it worth your while. Stop making pillows and start making these things.
The public-private partnership is what a lot of people have been talking about, and it seems that for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the Biden administration, if it's the government in general, I don't know, but people seem to be shying away from that. Mm-hmm. But that seems to be the answer, and also making tests that work because people are getting a lot of false positives, and then all of a sudden the false positives are pushing people out of the workplace or pushing people home and causing a lot of hysteria. I don't know.
There's a lot of false negatives with Omicron, which is another issue.
All right, so is this hysteria?
Yeah, I've been hearing with these home tests, though, that the false positives are happening far more. Like, if you get a negative, you're pretty solid, but there's these false positives where it's a light pink line that pops up, and then people have to go get another test, and it's just...
Oh, it's like a cheap pregnancy test. I did a whole bunch of them right before Christmas, and it was like... you're like, am I? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's very... You have to get...
The Binax ones are... in order to find out whether you're pregnant or not?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't do that with this, but I'm talking about reading it with the lines. Yeah,
she's making the point.
Yeah. Right. Every woman who understands what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, it is confusing, and if you buy, like, we bought $100 worth of cheap ones, and it just bled pink everywhere. You couldn't tell if there was a line or not. I had pictures that I was sending around to friends who are teachers who are testing kids every day, and they're like, yeah, I don't know, you can't really tell. It was just such a waste of money, and then you have to buy the more expensive ones for an actual read that, you know, is very clear and you know, cut and dry. Those are the Abbott Binax ones that look like a lollipop at the end. Those are actually really good, and those are the ones that are almost impossible to find.
Also look like Jeff Bezos's rocket ship.
No.
All right. So the CDC is recommending a shorter time period now between the shots. Now, you laughed at me yesterday when I said, I want to get another shot. And now it looks like I'm maybe the smart guy here. They recommend that moderately or severely immunocompromised children get an additional dose of vaccine 28 days after the second shot. So is this so it's 5 months now, they say, right? Between
I just does anybody else feel like I have a lack of major trust with anything that anybody's saying? I don't think anybody knows anything about.
Well,
anything.
That's because we don't trust
any. The CDC things around. The Fauci's have flip flopped. The stuff that we thought
Jennifer,
we knew.
We don't trust that people say we're not going to attack the Capitol on January 6th. Or we don't trust people to tell us the truth
about health, though.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I don't want to make it political because it's not. It seems like there's about a zillion different people. And, you know, and this is a perfect example. I have a doctor who's been saying, oh, I don't know. You shouldn't, you know, I don't know about being vaccinated if you've already had it. Right. And so now he's saying, well, he said, there's no way that you're going to get COVID twice if you've had it. Well, now he's changed his mind.
A lot of
and
people
he said,
got it twice.
Yeah. And he said, well, you can actually now. He said, so, but the same thing has happened with what we were told about the vaccine. And I know that we have this selective block with our memory, but it was early on. If you get the vaccine, you're not going to get sick. Well, now if you get the vaccine, you will get sick, but you won't die. Well, not everybody is dying from COVID. That's one of the biggest lies out there. It's like everybody is just saying stuff. And I don't even know if anybody knows because this is such an unpredictable thing. I mean, I was talking with people at my office the other day, and they were saying, you know, gosh, at Christmas, we had all of these family gatherings, and so-and-so got sick, and so-and-so didn't get sick, and it, like, skipped over these people. I mean, it is so random that it's really hard. I can't even imagine how you do any predicting about this stuff.
Yeah, it's around and around.
You know,
we go,
some
where
people
we stop.
Are getting it, some people
there
aren't.
He goes.
It's just crazy.
The president
it's kind of
also says that the U.S. is going to buy 20 million courses of the Pfizer COVID antiviral pill. What do we say? It was called Paxlovid or something?
That's a weird name.
Paxlovid.
Yeah.
It was another stupid medical name. So they're going to double. They had decided earlier they're going to do 10 million. Now they're going to do 20 million.
It's very promising with this drug. I think, didn't you say yesterday that your doctor said that this was
Yep, he said this will take care of it. Yep. Yeah, he's read all kinds of stories. 89% of the people who are high-risk adults takes this pill. Gonzo. Don't worry about it. The pill was granted emergency.
Gonzo meaning like it's gone, not like you're going to die.
No, right. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Right.
No.
We'll start a rumor here. Take the pill and die instantly.
Take the pill and put yourself out of misery. No.
Here's the question, though. Are the anti-vaxxers going to take this pill?
I think a lot of anti-vaxxers have had the vaccine and haven't told anybody they've had the vaccine. Like, there are a lot of those, a lot of that stuff going on.
I don't know.
Anyway, so this statement says the pills, the president says the pill is a game changer. A lot of people, doctors, are saying that they were, here's somebody that, no, this is Biden saying, I'm pleased to say on Christmas Eve we shipped out the first batch of these pills. So I'm imagining Biden and his wife down the basement of the White House packing up boxes and putting them, you know, putting the addresses on the boxes, using the tape to,
right.
You know, you think that's what we sent them out, he says.
I don't think that's
them.
What's happening.
No. Oh, you don't think that's it? Okay. All right. The post-pandemic boom in plastic surgery, ladies. A lot of Americans emerging from quarantine by going to the doctor to get their face fixed, get a boob job, get their butts. What do they call it when you get a butt job? What's that?
Butt lift.
Butt lift. That's it. Right. Anyway.
That's not what people are getting. It's all related to the face now.
Yeah.
There's a new study that came out with 100 different board certified dermatologists, and they said that their business is up 56%, and 86% of patients are still citing Zoom calls, and they're calling it Zoom dysmorphia, because if you look at yourself on the screen, it's like the you know when you go to a nice hotel and they have those gigantic magnifying mirrors in the bathroom and most women sit there for hours just like picking at stuff that you never thought you could see on your face. It's like that with Zoom calls. I mean, your nose looks bigger, your eyes look smaller, your face is distorted on Zoom calls. Ah. And so people are going in and having all kinds of procedures based on what they look like on camera.
Would you do that? Either of the two of you get one of these procedures?
Well, they're non-invasive. It's not a.
Like?
It's not necessarily.
Camera?
I mean, I wouldn't get a nose job based on it. But I mean, sure, some filler maybe or some Botox, absolutely.
I think you both have lovely noses.
Thank you.
Shouldn't mess around with those. Nah, no messing with that stuff. All right. Well, anyway, Jimmy Fallon's got it. Seth Meyers has got it. Congratulations, and welcome to the rest of the world. It's 18 after the hour.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? We could romance the legal copy, it never gets the attention it deserves. And some lawyer worked real hard on it, so take it away, lawyer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now that was some beautiful legal. Well done, lawyer. Well done.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jeff, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surefire way to keep in touch is to keep in touch, right? It's the DJV program at 23 after the hour, trending time. Jay is not with us today, so Victoria and Jennifer and I will go through the items that seem to be on the top of people's minds when it comes to pop culture anyway. And Britney Spears, once again, heads the list. Not unusual, but this is pretty specific stuff about a very specific item. So we get to that specific item after this.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
All right, so Susan Lucci, 75 years old, has a new swimwear collection, ladies. And she's got a strapless swimsuit that she's been modeling at the beach. I think she's in Malibu on the beach there with this. She certainly wasn't last week. Maybe. How are we doing with weather there, Jennifer, for my next weekend there? We're going
to
warm things up.
It's supposed to be really nice. It's. You know, 60s probably.
Yeah,
it'll be about what you can expect
this time of year. All right, so anyway, what do we think of Susan Lucci and her strapless swimsuit. Is she too old? 75 years old. Is she too
Susan
old?
Susan Lucci is gorgeous.
Yeah.
She is absolutely beautiful. She is nice. She is talented. I don't know. I've had the opportunity to meet her. I think she's great. And okay. She looks fantastic. And I'm glad she had a great birthday.
Right. You know, at 75, things begin to fall apart, people tell me. I don't have found that, but, you know, some people say that. Jason Alexander, not the one who was on Seinfeld, but the one who became famous for marrying Britney Spears for 5 minutes, he's been stalking somebody, but it hasn't been Britney. So why is anybody paying attention to this? Is it
because he's Britney's ex-husband,
yeah.
And he just keeps, I mean, look, it proves that the conservatorship may have done one or two things right, because in 2004, she married this guy. They were married in Vegas for 55 hours, and this was before the conservatorship was in place, but her father, apparently, this is according to this Jason Alexander guy, her father said that they needed to get an annulment immediately, but then they could date, and if 6 months later, if they really felt that way, they could actually get married, but then they changed Britney's number, and he couldn't contact her, and I don't know. I think a lot of people probably saw that this guy was a complete loser. He's been arrested numerous times, including at January 6th last year. He was one of the morons trying to break into, filmed himself.
I don't think he got arrested, though, did he? Wasn't he
I think he got arrested. Yeah, I think he got arrested because he was violating some other previous probation or something. He's a complete loser. It's probably the best thing that her dad ever did was get rid of this guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, so he's got a restraining order against him from somebody else.
He has one against, or Brittany has one against him, too.
Right. What does he do for a living? Is he a...
Well, that's a great
looking
question.
To doing more of it. Yeah, he's just taking pictures at the Capitol, but yeah, he should do more whatever's positive instead of...
Right. Yes. Thank you very much, sir. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech stories. I'm Nick Miles. Subaru has announced pricing on the 2022 Crosstrek and Crosstrek Hybrid compact SUV models. Starting at $22,445, the Crosstrek offers an exceptional value and excellent capability. Priced at $33,645, the Crosstrek Hybrid is the most efficient of the versatile compact SUV. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pandemic high for pediatric hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. The CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. The agency endorsed the shorter period after the FDA authorized the reduced timeline on Monday for those who received the Pfizer vaccine. Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked outcry on social media. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A heroic dog found on a New Hampshire highway led police to its owner, who was ejected from a pickup truck at a nearby crash site on Monday night. New Hampshire State Police Officer Lieutenant Daniel Baldessare on NBC5.
Almost alerting them to what was off the roadway, which they discovered a truck which had been overturned with two gentlemen that were ejected from the vehicle.
A German Shepherd named Tinsley was spotted by witnesses on Interstate 89 in Lebanon. When a state trooper and a Lebanon police officer approached the dog, the animal darted northbound on the highway and crossed into Vermont. Driver Cam Laundry talks about his dog's efforts.
She's my little guardian angel, you know. It's a miracle, you know, how she has that kind of intelligence and do what she did.
Remember back in the day when BlackBerry devices ruled the world? Well, we've reached the end of an era.
As of Tuesday, legacy services for BlackBerry devices ceased. That means any device running classic BlackBerry software is no longer reliable. The company's Android-based smartphones, however, will continue to function normally. BlackBerry now focuses on providing security software for enterprises and governments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy do.
Do I say that too often? It's like howdy doody time. I think I get into that too often. Let's just, hello. Welcome to the next half hour of the DJV program. It's Wednesday, January the 5th. Happy birthday to Victoria, who's already celebrated her birthday, but might as well spread it out, right? It's more fun. The longer it lasts, the more fun it is. So, birthday wishes from the universe to Victoria Keelan. Jennifer Horn's birthday is next month. I have been around her for almost 20 years, but I still remember the day. I want to say it was the 4th, too, right? Isn't it February 4th? Yeah?
No. No.
Listen to that voice, Victoria. Now?
No.
Well, I know her birthday. Everybody, you know, you're just the one who never seems
Victoria
to remember
me for a quarter of the time that you have known me. Come on. Come on. Dig deep here. You ready? Try one more time.
February 5th. 14th.
The 6th. It's
6th. All right. That was close enough. Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, you're forever young. You are invincible. You are a person of light. You have a great adventure going on in your life. Having fun.
I start singing, "You Are Woman."
Yes. Speaking of women, I was looking at an overview of how many women are buying guns. I know Jennifer's got a gun. Angelina Jolie's got a gun. Miranda Lambert's got a gun. Eva Longoria's got a gun. Dolly Parton has a gun. So is this something that is a trend?
How do we know about celebrities having guns?
Why? Say that again.
How do we know that these celebrities have guns?
Apparently they've said that they keep that they have guns. They've told people. I think Angelina Jolie got one early on.
I'm not surprised. She's had a lot of weapons training and stuff in movies.
Right.
So, like, I'm not surprised. I'm a little surprised
Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
And Dolly, too.
A lot of threats, though. I mean, here's the thing. People, more women, and I support it, are using it for personal protection. It gives you a sense of security, of stability.
Where do you keep your... Do you have one gun, or do you have more than one gun?
I have a whole arsenal, no. If you're listening right now, I have a whole arsenal. No, I just have one gun. That's all I need.
Really?
I only have one hand that can shoot with it, yeah.
And you carry it with you where? How do you have it set?
I have it near me in my near my bed.
Yeah, but what happens in the daytime?
Well, in Los Angeles, it's very difficult.
It's not the Wild West. She doesn't have, like, a holster.
Well, feels like it.
Are you kidding? Look at her. You see what happened in Chicago yesterday?
Yeah.
The police officer was trying to arrest a guy, takes the gun away from the police officer and shoots her?
Well, yeah, it's pretty bad. So this is actually it's interesting. In L.A. County, you couldn't get a concealed carry permit, forever. Until now, because crime is so bad, and the person who's now in charge of the sheriff's department who signs off on all of this is like, yes, I will take applications. So I've actually been thinking about doing that. Not that I would probably carry it all the time, but I would like to have a concealed carry permit. You just never know when you might want to have that situation.
8.5 million people bought a gun for the first time last year. That's a lot of people.
It's pretty scary. I got It is
really
scary right now.
3.5 million the year before.
It's scary in Los Angeles. It's scary in a lot of the big cities. It's not just where I live. There's not a lot of staffing for the police because of defund movements, and also with COVID and everything stretching things like really thin. It feels like there's less police on the street. And then you have a lot of people who are now following people home in Los Angeles, these follow-home robberies. It's really scary.
I stayed away from Venice Beach this last week when I was there, so I didn't feel... The National Shooting Sports Foundation says that the top reasons women give for buying a gun are, 1, self-defense, 2, learning how to hunt, 3, recreational shooting with friends. I don't know if that's that much. I guess people enjoy
it. It's fun to go to the range. Oh, my gosh. It's really fun. You would probably like it. My mother loves it. My mom, outshoot. Like, when we would do shooting events with my radio show, my mom would outshoot the NRA guys. And you wouldn't expect that from her. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, it's an observation.
I think I'm ruining her liberal street cred when I say that, but it is all true.
Right. Yep. There's a Concealed Carry Association as well. So there's the National Shooting Sports Foundation. There's the Concealed Carry Association. And by the way, many of these groups go back to the Revolution. A lot of women had guns during the Revolution, I guess for obvious reasons. At any rate, it's an observation on my part. Here's another observation that I think is worth a moment or two of our time. The 4.5 million workers who quit their jobs last month, according to the government, numbers from the Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey show the job market is red hot for workers. What was it? Yesterday we were talking about paying. Yeah, I went into the bank. Nobody in the bank. They're paying $22, $23, $24 an hour, where a year ago they were paying $15, $16 an hour for people who were tellers. Wow. That's pretty telling, pardon the pun, isn't it? When you look at that and what restaurants are, the biggest need is in food services and retail. Workers are quitting, 7% of the workers quit. in these areas. Workers not quitting their jobs entirely. 6.5 million people hired in November. Well, that's is that seasonal stuff? Is that what would be the reason?
No, it's just people are shifting around. People are job hopping from, you know, especially like in the hospitality industry. You know, if you go into any restaurant that's like on any regular basis, you know, you're going to see just a turnover of staff a lot. Like it's just, it's happening. People get, they go to a better bar or a better restaurant that where they get better tips and, you know, it's just, it's, the turnover is pretty crazy. But they're not leaving the workforce. They're just going and getting different jobs that they deem better.
I've heard a lot of people in industries where they're offering incentives. There are a lot of people who are leaving their current jobs or jobs they've been at for a long time because they go, well, why should new workers come in and get $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 for getting a new job? I want that too. And so then they leave one place to go get the incentive of joining as a new employee.
The news media is always under scrutiny, and this is a place that we scrutinize a lot of different media. I have made it clear that every day I look at 14, 15 different sites, including the New York Times. But I have to, this just is so telling of how, I guess, slow. I was going to say something else, but slow they are to come to the table. Their lead story today is about Omicron being significantly milder than people thought. We've been talking about that here for 10 days. So where have they been? Huh?
Well, they've been talking about that.
Yeah,
this
but
is,
it's,
they base it on different news and the hospitalization records and stuff. So it's look, the more we learn about Omicron, the more like look, originally the CDC, remember, said, you know, 83% of new cases are all Omicron in the beginning of December. And then they're like, oh, no, we were wrong. It was only 22% of new cases was Omicron. So this stuff is changing constantly.
The bottom line, if you want to look at the trends, is the caseload. If we're looking at the country where this kind of all started, South Africa, the cases are way down two-thirds of what they were a month ago. So that's
the peak was really high, and then you come racing down the other side of it.
If I were the New York Times, I would have led with the Albany DA. If you're going to be the New York Times,
right,
you think they lead with New York news, like Andrew Cuomo getting sort of left off the hook when it comes to the sex crimes charges. Why? Is this political?
You know, it's funny. Well,
no, they're trying to skewer
before him. We flip, well, no, I think he's getting off the hook,
you can't prove the allegations, though, in court.
Right. They said that it was too high of a marker. He also, earlier in that same day, found out that he wasn't going to be charged in the nursing home scandal. So he's had a pretty good day. But what I think is interesting about the news media and the COVID, just to your point about the New York Times, Doug, is that, like, CNN's big headline yesterday, obesity linked to Omicron. Okay, we've been talking about that.
It's
like we're recooking all of these things that people knew.
They're out of touch. That's more my focus on them is that they axe grind so much that they miss a lot of the stuff that is part of. And I say this proudly, more often than not, I think, Victoria, you talked about this when you were first here. We were a day ahead, a week ahead, 4 days ahead of most other people talking about not only some of the significant things going on, but our angle on them and what we present. And I'm not doing this to blow my own horn or blow the horn of the program, but I'm just saying that we are normally ahead of many of these things. So now I'm going to ask you a question, and this is not this
okay,
is meant
but
to.
Before we get off of Cuomo, 1 second. My prediction, since you're just we're going to stay in line with this, my prediction is he's going to run again. He has been out
I
and
agree
about.
With you.
He's been out and about in New York. And Jen, while you were off for the Christmas vacation, he was at Scotto's in New York, which is Rosanna Scotto's family's restaurant. He was at Scotto's 3 different times. You do not go to Scotto's if you're like a disgraced former politician who needs to hide out. Matt Lauer doesn't go to Scotto's, but Cuomo's been there numerous times.
Yep.
I think he's going to run for something. I don't know.
I think
it's either going to be governor or I mean, here's
President.
The deal. If Biden continues to kind of go in this trajectory, there's going to be looking for someone to come in. And if Trump decides to run in 2024, they will absolutely resurrect Andrew Cuomo to run against him because they're going to want a New Yorker who can go up there and get tough.
What about Manchin?
Manchin's not going to. Manchin has no shot.
Really?
There's no shot. Nobody
He's the only one
nobody
of the Democrats
likes
that I
Manchin.
See that's appealing.
But Democrats hate Manchin and Republicans hate Manchin.
I like him.
Yeah, who knows
about me then? If I like him, how come I like him and nobody else likes him?
I guess so anyway, sorry to derail your question. I like him about three times a year, and that's about it. I think you've got to have someone who's, you know, unfortunately we're so dang polarized. It'd be too bad because somebody like Manchin would probably be best for the country, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we're so polarized and everybody's so dug in that someone like Andrew Cuomo, with all the trouble, they would resurrect him and put him up in that position.
Do you know, before we leave, thank you for the before we leave. We may or may not have time for this question about Biden, but I was looking at the stats on the KN95 masks. I bought some, but it turned out they were 94s. But I got a 95 last week, and I'm very impressed with how they were. We got them when I went to Charlie's, when I talk about Charlie, he's the mayor. When I went to his inauguration, we got an N95 mask, and it really does... Do it covers and feels comfortable. So if you have a chance,
don't you already have them?
I had 94s.
I sent you the the link to the 95s that we use.
Well, when you sent me the link, I couldn't get them, so I got 94s. Yeah, I got 94s instead. But these 95s, again, I'm just suggesting that if you're looking around for something, you feel like you got to have the right protection. If that's what it is, it really you can feel the way. It eliminates the risk of COVID because it's so tight, but it fits.
Except when it goes through your eyes.
Good. Well, that's another thing. All right. So I was going to ask the question about whether...
Dropping some reality. Sorry.
Yep. I was going to ask about... Maybe we'll stew on this for a little bit. A lot of promises. Climate change is the next thing. After COVID goes down the chute... Climate change will, I think, surface. Well, it is surfacing. We go to the top of the heap. And there are a lot of people who are looking at what is being promised when it comes to what the government is going to do. And there are even those people who say, if we don't do something in the next few months, it will be the end. And I'm not buying that. I don't buy scare stuff. But I do think there are things that we can all do and think about. And maybe we do it without the government. Maybe that's, can we just... Stop doing everything because the government says you got to do it. The damn government here, government there, government, 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 government. Stop. Think for yourself and do what you think is smart and right. That's my, does that sound too professorial? Am I lecturing the audience? Just kind of tired of it.
I think you're right.
Yeah, thank you. Jennifer says, write this down, I'm right. 48 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129 in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop, because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 53 past the hour. Hi. Welcome back to the DJV program with a focus on technology and how it applies to you and your life. Thanks to the work of Victoria Keelan, we have a focus first on LG TVs. We decided that LG, what's the one that begins with a V that's no good because the Chinese make it?
Vizio.
Vizio, okay.
So well, the TV itself is fine, but if you want the Chinese government being able to literally watch you while you're watching TV, then get a Vizio. That should be their new tagline. Yeah, so LG TVs are in the news because, as we were just talking about yesterday with the Sleep Number beds, health and tech are just getting more and more, there's more and more intersection between health and tech. And so LG is now stepping up, saying that all 2021 and 2022 LG smart TVs are now going to be equipped with a health education and telehealth app from the senior-focused health platform called Independa. And so the platform will allow users to set up and have telehealth appointments through their television.
Really?
And so, yeah, and so the telehealth visits through the app on smartphones and computers have become kind of, you know, normal during the pandemic. A lot of people did it. But a lot of doctors are saying that having, and especially with an elderly person, having a telehealth appointment on a TV allows the doctors to actually have the patient stand up and turn around, and you can see, you know, you can do a more thorough analysis of someone's issue. And so, you know, obviously when you're on a smartphone or a FaceTime, it's hard to do that. And so as of right now, most of these appointments are actually covered by insurance. And so some, if you are not able to get these appointments through Independa covered by insurance, then there's a flat fee of $75 for a dentist call, which I didn't even realize dentists were doing telehealth, but okay.
That's a
tough one.
Wait a minute. How do you do dentistry on a Zoom call? Come on.
So it's $55 for a doctor, $75 for a dentist. The one downside, though, is that on-demand telehealth programs often don't connect back to the patient's medical records with their, you know, with their regular doctor. So that could be a little bit difficult to pass information back and forth. But I think by the end of this year, I think we're going to have some sort of a streamlined system where that will be won't be as much of an issue. And also through Independa, if you pay a fee, you can sign up for a whole network of wellness videos and exercise videos that are all aimed at seniors. And so I think this is a really great thing. I think LG is smart to jump on this first because LG is also not the only television brand. Other TV brands are working with Independa, so you'll be able to download this app pretty soon.
I think I have a couple of LG TVs. You have LG TV? What do you have?
I have an LG TV, yeah.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of them around. Okay, in a moment we focus on what's going on with the really first day of the CES right after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, so we have the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, where electronics and technology, all sorts of things are there to see in Las Vegas. Holland Cook, who's a techie at heart, says there's plenty of elbow room this year at CES.
Security guys are walking COVID-sniffing dogs around CES venues. Just to get sniffed, we had to enter vaccination information into that clear security app you see used at airports. And upon arrival here, we're presented with self-test kits. CES announced it's wrapping a day early on Thursday, quote, as an additional safety measure. Amazon, Google, Intel, Meta, and Microsoft are among companies that dropped out or went virtual this year. There seemed to be about half as many of us as were here in 2020, but there's still lots to see, if not touch, and think beyond gadgets. With the help wanted sign everywhere and weather getting less predictable, farmers are leveraging automation to feed a growing world population, and we're seeing other robots that automate food preparation. If you worked at McDonald's as a teen, you'll applaud machines dunking French fries, though kiosks are eliminating young order takers out front. Robots are everywhere here. Few we are seeing at CES look humanoid, and those that do are creepy good at.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.